Well, you played for the Buffalo Bills as a tight end and wide receiver from 74 to
1980. Right.
Going by records, it looks like maybe 77 was your best year.
Somewhere in there, late 70s.
You had 41 receptions, 646 receiving yards, so that was a fun year for you, wasn't it?
Fun year for me. It wasn't for the team. I think we had a poor year that year, but statistically for me it was a good year.
O.J. Simpson was a teammate of yours.
Yes, he was.
What sort of person was he then?
Down to earth. You would not have imagined just meeting him that he was a megastar. He was just another one of the guys.
Didn't require special treatment on the team?
No.
None of that?
None of that.
And were you impressed with his athletic ability?
Very much so. Very much so.
And the Bills, in the years you were there, and when he was there, what did they?
Oh, well, we made the playoffs every year he was there. So we made the playoffs the first 3 years, and then he got traded to the San Francisco 49ers. The next 2 years, we didn't fare too well in terms of record. And then the next 3 years, back in the playoff picture again.
About O.J., when he's charged in this murder of his ex-wife, what were your first thoughts about all that?
Well, my initial thoughts were, couldn't happen. Untrue. And I still believe that to this day. If most people know what we knew of O.J., couldn't happen, because he had this phobia about blood. And every year at training camp, when we had to take physicals, when they drew blood from his arm, he would pass out. So if he actually committed this crime, O.J. would have been laying on the ground right next to his victims. That's my belief. To me, it just wasn't in his character to do that. All this centered around a woman, really. His wife. Ex-wife.
Nicole Brown Simpson.
Right. But, I mean, I've been in situations in training camp where I've answered the phone, and on the other end is a female dignitary from another country wanting to speak to O.J. And then wanting to fly him to where she is over the weekend just to spend the weekend. And I'm talking not just across the street, but send a plane and fly him back to where she is.
To another country.
To another country just for the weekend.
Did that happen?
No, because it was training camp. And then she said, well, you come too. Well, we couldn't do that. But the guy who really had his choice of any woman that he wanted, why would he go bonkers over one? That doesn't make very much sense to me.
In 1995, he was acquitted of the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. While the public has never accepted that acquittal, and they just talk about him as a murderer, to this day, you don't believe he was a murderer?
No, I don't. I really don't. Now, does he have some kind of part in what happened? Maybe. I don't know. What part did he play? I don't know. Did he actually commit the crime? I don't think so.
To this day, he is serving a prison sentence. He was arrested in Las Vegas in 2007. Numerous felonies, including armed robbery and kidnapping, and he's doing 9 years. They found him guilty in October 3rd of 2008. We're now in 2010. He's in Lovelock, Nevada. That whole scene there, did that surprise you that he would get in that?
That kind of surprised me, but in some respects it didn't. Again, if you knew O.J. or know O.J., he feeds off of, fed off of attention. Being in the limelight, being in the news, he just had this ego thing. That was his way of staying in the limelight. Ill-conceived, but that was it.